printing. WMEDC FM, Washington, the Grease Man here with the holiday joy in my heart, Lord, Lord, the holiday joy in my heart. Yeah, well, it's that time of year when we reach out to embrace our fellow man. And I'm no different. I do that. I do. I feel like, you know, like things have been good. The Lord has been good to me. And so I like to pass the blessings along. And I will, like, for example, on Christmas Eve, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're depressed, like the people down at the shelter for the homeless. I mean, there you'll be in the bosom of your family, opening presents probably, having a little manischewitz, you know, sitting by the crackling fire in the shelter for the homeless. There they'll be, the bums, the winos, sitting on cots. Sometimes I like to go by there and do a little Christmas caroling. Yes, a little Christmas carol of joy, a little Christmas carol of happiness.
On come the bells, sweet.
No, not that song. I hate that bell song.
Brave with the bell. Shut up with the bell. No, let's do something else. I'll go to the shelter for the homeless and with a bunch of my buddies, and we'll sing something, you know, snappy. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. We'll sing to all the bums and winos. For a sleigh ride together with you. Our cheeks are nice and cozy, and we'll enjoy rosy or two. I forget the words. Let's cuddle up together like the birds of a feather will be. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. And all the winos are sitting on the cots, you know, that they have in the shelter. Some of them with big long beards, some of them mumbling weird things. All of them pretty disgusting. But you know, it's Christmas, and they're God's creatures, and God didn't create no junk. Right? Our cheeks are nice and cozy, so let's enjoy Rosie and T. We'll cuddle up together for the same ride together. Oh, there's Mitch Snyder. Hi, Mitch. I've got that. See, you got your weight back on. Hi, Mr. Wino. And as I walk through the shelter, I look around and I see the old executive who couldn't take it anymore. Turn to the bottle. I see the young kid who came here from the Midwest to protest at the White House and lost his cookies. I see the disgusting old woman who checked out of St. E's and decided to live on the street. Winos, one and all, with their little bags in front of them. I see the old man, they call him Pops, with gray hair. He's been a D.C. figure for years. I see Carlos, the international... Carlos, the international... Everybody down! Oh my God, he's shooting the wires! Carlos, down! Oh my God, yeah. That's when I jump up and return fire. Watch out, Mitch! Oh my God! Dynamite! Look out! No, Carlos, don't shoot Pops! Yeah! Cover your head, Mitch! Oh, get him! Suddenly, as quickly as it began, it was over. I looked around at the splayed figures around the room. Every wino dead. Dead! Carlos, nowhere to be seen. So I helped Mitch off the ground. I brushed the glass and the dust off his shoulders. Fortunately, he's uninjured. We both stand there in silence and with a trembling hand light camels. We look around at the place pocked with bullet holes, and not a breathing form lies on the ground. I say, well, Mitch, looks like you'll have to get a real job now, bud.